ESPN Radio 1027, Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. You're not wrong. Your opinion just needs an adjustment. Now back to the home stretch with Pat Daugherty.
Welcome back here to ESPN Radio 1027. I'm Pat Daugherty. Alongside me, Todd Burlich. This is the home stretch, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, here on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station. Glad to be here with you. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, halfway through the week. A lot of people, Todd, are taking off Thursday, Friday, getting out of town. If you're going to be traveling for the holiday, please be safe. Please be smart. Take extra time. I mean, this is not the time of year to be in a rush. I get it. People want to get places, see family, but please be a little bit slower on the gas pedal. The one guy that needs to heed that is our next guest. Billy Weiss joins us, a guy that definitely should not take his foot off the gas, the current reigning champion of the Fort Wayne Rumble. Billy, how are you doing today, man?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Dude, I'm doing great. Trying to stay warm. It's crazy for me to think about racing at this time, because usually you think summer, get outside, nice and warm, hot tracks, the heat. But now you're inside doors and get to race around a track indoors. What kind of difference is that for a racer like you? Do you change anything from going outside to inside?
Not really too much. A lot of it's all relevant. A lot of it's just keeping you sharp, you know, being able to go inside and race. And I love racing inside. You know, it's more of a Coliseum type of feel. You know, mm-hmm. The fans are closer. You know, it's more interaction with the fans and whatnot. And it's, you know, you can't beat the feeling of it. It's pretty awesome.
What makes the Fort Wayne race special, and maybe special for you, where you've had so much success?
Fort Wayne, to me, I started running there when I was, you know, 15, 16 years old. And, you know, I always grew up racing on little boring racetracks, and, you know, that was one of the places, you know, right away, you know, I took to, and, you know, I've been past there, you know, ever since I started running, and it's just been one of them special places. You know, we've had a lot of wins, a lot of good races, a lot of heartbreaks, and, you know, I ended up proposing to my wife there. And,
nice. Wow. Did she say yes?
So it's a pretty special place to me.
So I'm assuming she said yes.
Yeah, she did. after I hit about everything out there on the racetrack that night.
Probably a little nervous. Talking to Billy Weiss, he'll be in Fort Wayne for the Rumble Series the 30th and the 31st. It's always a good time. I've been to that event before. Billy, I see you have 5 all-time wins here. You're second in the history of this event behind a pretty notable name. Tony Stewart has 9. I don't know. Perhaps Mr. Stewart will show up this weekend. You never know. He seems to pull some surprises. But I guess tell us about what exactly are you driving, and sort of how does it work from where you go from starting the event to where you end up in victory lane?
We do, like, the first day we get there, it's practice day. You know, they run in the track and whatnot. And then it's just like a normal, you know, race anywhere else. You do your qualifying, and they do your heat races. But you have to pretty much, you know, lock in through your heat race, because if you get in one of the semis and something happens, it's very easy to miss a race there. Especially, mm-hmm. I think they only start like 15 or 16 cars
right
in the A main. So, and there's, I think, 40, 45 entered. So it's a pretty tough race to make, and, you know, it's a lot of not making mistakes.
When you, once again, we're joined by Billy Weiss, the reigning champion, Fort Wayne Rumble. Is there any different on the track, being inside or outside?
No, it's all relevant. It's all really hitting your marks. You know, just the same as you'd do anywhere, really. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just basic race car driving, I'd say.
Do you race year-round, Billy?
Yeah, I am. Well, yeah, last few years I haven't got to quite as much, and been kind of jumping from, you know, wing sprint cars to dirt midgets to anything I can run. But this year we're set to run a full national USAC dirt midget schedule.
So is that your favorite style of racing, or do you have one? Do you have a different style for competitive, and do you have one that you have more fun running?
I'd say pavement's more my specialty. Running sprint cars on pavement's been very successful. Midgets on pavement, which there really isn't much, you know, pavement midget racing right now. Mm-hmm. which is unfortunate. So really, you know, kind of the only choice I got is to go really dirt racing because there's really not much pavement racing here.
Billy, when we're talking about your style of racing, the midgets and whatnot, to me, Eldora, Ohio, really jumps out. Have you had a chance to race there? Have you had much success there?
Yeah, I got to. I raced there one time in a Silver Crown car, and I think I finished fourth.
Nice.
It was pretty cool. It was probably one of my favorite races I've ever ran on dirt. And, you know, Eldora is actually a place I want to go to again this year and try to do the Four Crown.
Once again, Billy Weiss, the current reigning champion of the Fort Wayne Rumble. Billy, definitely a pleasure having you on. Best of luck this weekend, and hopefully we can get a hold of you next week as a two-time back-to-back champion.
Hopefully we can sweep the weekend. That's what we're going for.
There you go. There you go, brother.
Thank you guys very much.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, Billy.
All right.